How are you?
I don't know what's going on with me.
I can see that. I believe you.
Strange. I feel like I got so much. I got so much anger.
I can see that. I can see you don't want to be here. I can see you're scared. I can see you don't know what's happening to you. I can see that you don't want to hurt anybody. It's going to be all right.
Got a clear shot. Standing by.
I don't want them shooting me.
I'm not going to shoot you. You guys, this is my buddy Max. I told you about Max. No one shoots at Max. You and me, okay? It's just you and me talking. Whoa, whoa. Stay right there. Stay right there. Just be careful. The grate, because the electricity.
I just wanted everyone to see me.
He makes a move, you take that shot.
How about you come with me?
Okay.
Go somewhere we'll talk. Away from all these people, okay?
Yeah.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Unnamable Podcast. This is Andrew.
This is Damian.
And this, my friends, is Douglas.
And we're here to discuss what's most important in our lives, and that is the beginning of the summer movie season, as the month of May is over.
Wait, I thought we were talking about Game of Thrones. No?
No.
Oh, well.
No.
You guess what still hasn't
happened? Inigo Montoya.
Guys, I like that episode.
Oh, no,
I'm sorry.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah.
Guess what still hasn't happened in Game of Thrones?
What?
Fucking idiot.
I'm sorry for you. You know, I'm going to take the
Aisha Tyler
stance, right? I keep hearing her talk on our podcast where she talks about, like,
just
when she... Yes, where she talks on our podcast
it's
all
so
about
hard,
talking
so
about talking about going up and doing stand up, where there was a point in her life where she used to be angry at people when they would come and they would just not enjoy the show. They would, some of them would heckle, and she'd be angry at them, like, why the fuck are you here? No, she's like, I'm sorry for you. You get to sit there and just not enjoy yourself for an hour. I'm sorry for you, Damon.
That is the worst attitude. I'm not making these people laugh because
of
my
the
unfunniness.
Rest of the people are...
If everyone isn't laughing, you're doing a bad
job.
No.
She's not talking about...
Why is this you still arguing with me?
Anyways.
This is what happens when you go back to work?
Yes, this is what happens when I go back to work. I have to be all professional and serious.
Arguing with Damian, don't you know better than that? Everybody know better than that.
Everybody should know better than that.
Why do I still talk to you?
The month of May is over, and movies aplenty happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, let's get the standings out of the way. Talking about the month of May specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Have we put in points yet?
No points.
You mean the standings before May?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. This is just numbers of May.
The
dollar figures of May. And as we talk, I'll fill in the sheet and we can... We can see how things
We can see out. How Damien's still beating everybody.
Let me see. Is there anything down there? Nope. Okay, just making
doing
sure.
Doing it real big.
Number 8 for the month so far comes Douglas's A Million Ways to Die in the West with reportedly 16.8 million earned.
Douglas, I feel so bad for you.
Number 5 for the month with 69.5 million reported so far is Damien's Maleficent. Every time I say, I feel like I'm pronouncing wrong.
Well, in the trailer, she says Maleficent.
Maleficent.
So I guess that's how it's pronounced.
goddamn.
What's a podcast without
Bold Bay Police, how may I assist?
So number 4 for the month gone by, with reportedly 162 million raked in, is Neighbors. Damien's Neighbors.
162?
162.
Boom!
Wow.
All the money that Spider-Man didn't make,
wow.
Neighbors is picking up the
well
slack.
Done.
Number
well
2
time.
For the month of May is where giant lizards breathe fire and make Andrew happy.
Gojira!
With 174.5 million reported.
Well done, I'm preparing sir. for my celebration.
Number one goes to The Amazing Spider-Man 2 with 192 million. Actually, close to 193 million reported.
Wait, did you say X-Men before?
He did not say X-Men.
I did not say X-Men.
X-Men is actually number 2.
Oh, wait. I'm blind. Sorry. Yes. I fucked up. X-Men is number 3.
I was confused because I'm like, I must be number 1.
Godzilla is above X-Men.
Oh, no. Godzilla came out first.
Yeah, Godzilla came out ahead of X-Men. Fine. X-Men got 162 million.
I'm so confused there.
I'm sorry, Douglas. I did not mean to slide to you. I do wish poorly on your movie, even though I loved it. But that was not intentional.
Guess who's still number 1? Motherfuckers. I had 3 movies in this month. Andrew had a single movie this month. And Douglas had 2 movies.
I did, but I really only had 1.
Andrew's movie made him, let's call it 150. Douglas, 2 movies, let's call it 150.
No,
and each of my movies,
closer to 180.
Each of my movies has made at this point, let's call it 150. So I cleaned up this month. And I really needed to, because I don't know if we remembered what happened in April.
Christ.
Oh my God. April was such a shit show. A movie came out. It's called Captain America.
Oh, yes.
And then Douglas picked The Quiet Ones, which he's not going to watch.
Oh, of course not.
And I picked Johnny Depp's fledgling career.
Oh, yes.
This is awesome. Do we have to watch a movie from every month? Because
No. You just need to make the 8.
I remember. Because there's transcendence. There's no way. There is no way in hell. So guys, I mean, a valiant effort for the month of May.
You were banked on May from the beginning.
God,
May was
right.
Your money month.
And you guys were like, yeah, Neighbors look funny, but I don't think it will make.
No, I thought Neighbors was going to do money.
Yeah,
like 100, like 120.
Yeah.
Like 120.
Mm, it's raking it in.
So, okay.
But next month, though.
We're not talking about next month yet. Stop it. We're not talking about next month.
God.
And we're not fucked. I believe in the world.
Every time you say that,
it doesn't work out.
Especially in our quiz show. You've been proven wrong like 99% of the time.
So, okay, talking about the movies of the month so far, none of us have seen Million Ways to Die of the West yet.
And at this point, at this rate, I don't think any of us.
I'm going to go watch it.
Just teasing Douglas.
None of us have seen that yet.
Because
so
his movie sucks.
Nothing's happening there. None of us have seen Maleficent.
I have.
You have? No, okay. It's not out yet.
Exactly.
How
would I have done that?
It didn't come out last week?
Nope.
It comes out next week, I think. But let's talk about Neighbors. Damon, have you gotten a chance to watch Neighbors? No, you haven't.
No, I have not.
Douglas, would you like to make a report on the film that is Neighbors?
I very much would. And I will do so succinctly.
Mm-hmm.
I will do so with but 3 words.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck this movie!
So that movie,
I hate that movie.
So that
so
movie is a 2?
That movie is a 0. That movie is a 1.
Mm-hmm.
Damien?
I just entered Q into the... I entered FTM
yeah.
as Douglas's grade and
it didn't
the
work.
Excel dot broke.
Yeah.
So I'm going
so,
to put in 1 instead and
no,
see
right?
if that works.
So listen guys, I watched this movie and as I think... along with everybody else here and everybody else around the world,
mm-hmm.
because these guys have kind of, you know, earned some cred. I really wanted it to be funny. I really did. I watched the trailers, and the trailers looked great. It looked like the type of comedy that I wanted to watch, but it just
never worked.
The first, say... There was this really slow build-up for the first, say, 15, maybe 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know what? I'll give that to you.
Fair
right?
Part.
I'll give you the slow build up. I didn't laugh once, but that's cool because now you're finally in the situation. Right? And when you're in the situation, comedy can Oh shit, it did not abound. There was no comedy. It was just... Even the scenes from the trailer just didn't work because it was surrounded with such nothingness and such bland rubbish. And I just couldn't take it. I really couldn't. I didn't like this movie at all.
This movie is a no go.
Yeah. Not whatsoever. Andrew, what did you think? I think you had a little bit of a better time at this film than I did.
I'm not going to say I had that much better. It's one of those movies which I feel time isn't good to it. Right? Because I enjoyed myself a relative amount. Like, I thought so many of the trailer jokes were so good. I adore the Robert De Niro gag. And there's one thing which they do in this movie which I really love, which is throughout the story of this movie, it eventually becomes these two people just playing pranks on each other. And each time that someone does a prank on the other person, they eventually go, we have to do something against them. And I was sitting down thinking, and the randomest thing will inspire them, and just have this quiet moment of being like, airbags, or something. And it just kind of comes off as a weird, funny way for these things to come off. And I like that. But the thing about it is that it just goes too far. And I don't mean like in being crude or in being... It's just like, eventually when you reach the end of this movie and you are watching... I don't feel bad saying this because I remember it being in some of the trailers. You're watching Seth Rogen and Zac Efron fighting each other with dildos. Like... You're not enjoying this movie anymore. It has gone further than you as a viewer is willing to go. And it's just not good. Like, I adore Rose Byrne. I think she should always have her Australian accent in movies because she's adorable with it. But, it's a two. I didn't have your vitriolic stance.
Yeah.
And at the same time, I have no interest in watching this movie ever again.
Damien looks concerned.
Yeah, you guys have painted a pretty shitty picture.
Damien just lost $160 million.
Most of $160 million. So that's a quarter of $160 again.
It's 40.
It can help.
12? 12. It's 12. 12 million, right?
Hey, I'm okay with that.
So moving up the earning dollars. Shit. Moving up the earning dollars ladder was Memorial Day weekend's banger, X-Men Days of Futures Past. Douglas.
Future Day Past.
You were possibly the biggest lover of last year's The Wolverine. Which is why you said to yourself, I must have an X-Men movie in my fantasy list.
And
this
remember,
year.
I think I was the biggest fan of this trailer. I thought this movie was going to be great with the back to the futureness of the Wolverine. Right?
Can we stop for a second and talk about just how fucking stupid that is? Even by X-Men standards.
You mean the time travel?
Power.
Oh yeah. No, that's dumb
that
as well.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, I almost lost my mind.
But the thing is,
dying with laughter.
The thing about this movie, which I really like about a lot of those dumb things, is when they happen, and there are a few of them, it cares so little about how dumb it is.
That's right.
It just goes, it's hammed, move on. Next thing.
You don't have time to wonder why this doesn't make sense. Just watch awesome shit on the screen.
But Douglas,
try not to think about it.
How did you like your X-Men?
So yeah, I think this was kind of like the polar opposite of our last movie that we spoke about, Neighbours, because I actually really hated this trailer for a long time. I thought it was going to be so bad. And then I watched the movie, and my socks were just blown right off. This movie is great, guys. As you said, there's a lot of dumb shit, but it comes with the territory, and it doesn't pay attention to it. It goes straight into the cool shit. And Andrew, Quicksilver is the shit. Quicksilver is the best.
I don't think we're ever going to stop talking about that scene in the kitchen
for
a long time.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
Touch.
It's pretty good.
Oh my goodness. That guy, and, you know, it just goes to show that I feel like any much more of him, and we'd be like, fuck Quicksilver. But they just got the right balance of stupid fun. Versus, well, the rest of the movie is kind of stupid too, but not fun right. per se.
Right. More serious.
Yeah, exactly. Less fun.
Why so serious?
But this movie is just it's just great.
So you're saying a one
a 1+3 out of 4, which gives me a 4.
Again, this breaks the Excel block. You need to give me a definite figure.
I love this movie.
Is it weird that thinking about this movie more and more is how much I really wish Magneto had more crazy Magneto moments?
Yeah.
Even for a movie where he lifts a stadium, I feel there could have been more crazy Magneto.
Can I tell you, you know what I hope? I hope that they kind of take the stance of like how comic books are, where they're like, listen, we know he no longer exists, but we could just say that he does and make another movie with him. I want a Magneto movie. And I want Fassbender to be Magneto in it. And just
they're going to bring back people. I want them to bring back Jorge from the first one, where he moved the coin. I want him back versus Magneto. Again.
Would there still be the coin end scene in this version?
And then they'd find some way. Oh, they sent his mind back into the past. So no, he's not really dead or something. Stupid fucking prince. But that movie's pretty awesome.
Yeah. It's pretty fucking fun.
Really awesome. Like, people like to hate on Bryan Singer. But when it comes to X-Men, I think he knows what he's doing. I think we have to accept now that he knows. He knows. Like, Peter Jackson with Lord of the Rings.
Not with The Hobbit, though.
Hey.
Let's give him to the third movie, because I think we all agreed that the first movie was great. I kind of want to watch the second movie to see what's going on.
Find a large cliffhanger.
I do not have a movie at the time, but hey.
Hey, it's more Hobbit.
So guys,
more Legolas.
Of all the franchises that we know and we love over the years, there is one that never really happened to have that much power as like a sequel killer. Right? Even though it did have a long run back when, but we weren't alive then. It doesn't exist. But a giant lizard came back into cinema this year.
So I'm assuming we're all saying Forest for X-Men.
You knew that like long before we came into this.
A giant lizard came back to the cinema this year, and it was Godzilla. Damien, you are biggest fan of these types of movies,
more specifically
Godzilla-esque movies. How much do you hate this movie because it's not yours?
So much. How much do I hate Andrew for stealing my movie? So much. Right? This movie is fucking awesome. Just lizard nonsense from start to finish. Oh, god damn, I love this movie. It's so dumb. Like people clapping at the end of the movie. I said, yes! Of course the giant lizard saved everybody.
Fuck, I love that movie.
I like at the point at the end of the movie when Godzilla has won and he's the hero and you see all these people around him going, is he dead? Is he dead? And he just kind of shrugs it off and it goes off like, you guys don't matter, you realize this, right?
And then all the people were like, yay, Godzilla saved! I'm like, this movie is...
I will say, however, to this film's detriment, and I know Douglas is the more extreme version of this complaint.
Sorry, detriment?
Didn't need Aaron Taylor Johnson in this movie.
What are you
and
talking about?
He visibly made the movie worse every time they showed him.
I don't know what you people are. There were people in this movie?
Sorry.
What?
Did you close your eyes for sections?
There was talking to link the Godzilla scenes together. Because you have to.
He didn't watch a movie.
He watched his version of the movie because he could mentally edit his version of the movie.
You realize there is about maybe 20 minutes worth of lizardness in this
movie. If we're going to talk about time spent on screen for the monsters, they spent about half of the time on screen. Douglas... At the start of the movie.
Alright, let me help you out.
There's a solid 20 minutes.
Douglas is discounting most of the sections where you see Godzilla only through like a TV showing news footage. That doesn't count.
Or like him in the background, right? You know. Douglas, remember the last time they made a movie and showed the lizard 90% of the time? It was terrible.
Actually, never watched
it. And don't. You can't do that because you need them to tease Godzilla until the big God. You can't. Look, if you have more than one giant lizard fight in the movie, you're going to be bored. He doesn't fly or anything, right? And I thought they expertly showed you enough Godzilla monster nonsense to carry the movie. More than enough, as a matter of fact. I thought they'd have had... like, I thought it would have been like halfway through the movie before you saw like Godzilla do anything. But the second they wake up, whatever the hell they call those things, right? Godzilla was like, oh, word? And you saw people in boats.
I have someone to play with. You That's saw, what Godzilla was right? like.
You saw people in boats sailing beside Godzilla in the water. And I went, okay, movie. Okay, movie.
I love that moment. You guys know when Godzilla, pretending. When for the first time you see Godzilla full frame, and you're kind of like, the movie just pauses for like a good few seconds, and you're just like, I should be frightened right now. It's just awesome to see this tall lizard.
When he walks onto the thing and they shoot the flares and you see it in the trailer, and everybody's like, oh shit. And then they're like, and Godzilla's like, word?
What's that
I'm going
scratch?
To ignore all of you idiots.
Yeah. So no, we need to take a pause.
There's a airport/train scene section where Godzilla fights that thing for the first time. And then there is the whole back half of the movie where even though you don't see Godzilla actively fighting them for like a continuous amount of time until the very end, they keep cutting back to just so you remember, the giant lizard is still fighting these things. Yeah. And cool. He was in the movie and he played a soldier because of course he did. And there was enough of him and the rest of soldiers being I don't know how you lose a 400 foot monster in like a cavern and all. They're like the worst, so the soldiers keep shooting them, which is what I found most hilarious. Like, it didn't work the first 19,000 times we tried this, let's keep shooting it.
You like the look on his face?
I don't care. There's a giant, listen, giant lizard.
You and I are happy.
God damn, that
like you're more happy.
So 4 and 3 is what
yes.
I think we're gonna
4
get
and
here.
3 is what
okay.
we're getting.
So I'm going to give this movie a 1.
You're
right? No.
You know what? I'm changing my score.
It don't matter. You still get
no,
a 3.
No, I'm changing my X-Men score.
Oh, your X-Men score. Go fuck yourself.
like a Q. Yeah.
But okay. So actually, while I was listening to you,
mm-hmm.
I was thinking maybe. Maybe this is a case of my bias, right? And let me tell you, I still believe you have a bias just the other way, and in my mind, the wrong way.
There's
towards
food.
The lizard, exactly. I have a bias toward
the movie's Godzilla.
Yeah, I have a bias toward the not lizard,
okay.
Right? So, anytime there was not lizard, the movie was just horrible.
The Cranston
God.
Fight. No.
Cranston was great.
Right.
For the 5 minutes he was
in. He was in there for like a straight up 20 minutes.
Yeah,
the movie started after that though. Yeah.
It went on for a long time after he died.
Like an hour and 10 minutes.
Exactly. Ago. Way too long.
And with most of that.
No,
after
but anyway.
After Bryan Cranston dies, then I get about 30 minutes of Godzilla time.
But anyway.
So you're complaining about 40 minutes.
Let me tell you, right?
Of non-Godzilla.
All of those people,
fine.
Except for, alright, fine, Bryan Cranston, which he agreed. Right, he's
fine.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Right? All of those people were just.
Let them fight.
We're just bad. Like that. That was ridiculous. No, here's my main problem with this movie.
Yeah, that's
and,
dumb.
Yeah, but here's my main problem with this
just
movie.
Just like saying Gojira.
What
and having the whole of Carib laugh because you're racist.
My biggest problem with this movie
mm-hmm.
is probably that I feel like it doesn't know what it's trying to be. And let me tell you why. Right? Now, as far as I'm concerned, a big giant lizard is either one of two things. Either this big giant lizard is really scary, is just acting on instinct and is the enemy because he is eating the whole town.
Alright.
That makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
Or this lizard, big and scary, but the hero, because this movie just lives in fairy town. In fairyland,
yeah,
and is not grounded in any sort of way, in any sort of reality that makes sense.
Godzilla's a superhero in this movie.
This movie tried to do both of those things at the same time. Yes, Godzilla was a hero. Godzilla, you tell me Godzilla was the hero in this movie.
No, we are agreeing that Godzilla is a superhero.
No, but
in this
what
movie.
I'm saying is, in no reality can that make sense. That's and then people, within about 5 minutes, say, "Yeah, we believe you. You are the hero."
No, like, you see, here lies the thing, Douglas. I think you're mistaken. There is one man in this movie who decided Godzilla was a hero as a character within this movie.
Mm-hmm.
We, as the audience, know Godzilla is a
hero. Godzilla is a superhero.
Everyone in that world is fucking frightened of Godzilla. Yeah.
But right? They know he's a hero. They allow him to swim alongside their boats like they're fucking tracking up.
No. They allow him
criminal.
To swim. They allow him to swim across his boats because they realize they don't matter. They realize their ability to
stop this giant lizard is zero.
Stop.
Douglas, what would you have preferred to have?
Me, honestly?
Yeah.
I want Godzilla to be a crazy lizard that eats
the humans.
We need to do, Damon? We need him to watch the 90s Godzilla movie.
No.
We need to make him do that.
Just because I watch a bad movie won't mean I like another bad movie version of what you think. But it's and the truth of the matter is whenever we were not with a Godzilla, and for me Godzilla was like a sideshow, which was sad because this should be his movie. But whenever I'm with people, I get upset because of that. Fact that it's outside of reality for me, and the fact that almost everybody in this movie is just bad, and Aaron Taylor Johnson, who gets about 95% of the screen time, is horrid. I hate him.
Douglas, I understand that you're upset.
I feel sorry for you that you had to endure this movie.
Absolutely, I don't feel. You watch a movie with a giant lizard, so I don't feel sorry for him. Douglas, you went into this movie expecting something and you didn't get it. And I understand that feeling, right? More than most, I understand that feeling.
No, you don't. You don't understand anything. You don't have feelings.
Fair. However, Douglas, remember when that trailer hit?
I remember. And I hated it at first. And then slowly but surely, I got so super excited about
and
this
so
movie.
I will see you in December when you change your mind. I'm guaranteed, now that you know what the movie is,
uh-huh.
You're going to go, alright, let me not focus, because what you did was focus on the fact that this man, however you call his name, this man was on the screen detracting from your Godzilla time. But now that you know what is happening, you'll be able to focus on what truly matters in this movie. Giant lizards and giant bat creatures beating the shit out of each other just for the whole runtime of the movie. Just monster tomfoolery from start to finish. And people being free. I mean, Godzilla murdered so many people in this movie. So many people died. And you go, yeah, because that is what would happen if a giant lizard turned up. People would get murdered. And Godzilla with the Godzilla madness. And then he'll walk back into the ocean.
Can't wait until December when we get the apologies for this and Captain America.
Oh, no. I'll probably give you an apology for Captain America. I'm not apologizing for this movie.
No way.
Oh, however,
so much
however,
lizard nonsense.
The month of May is not over yet as we have our number one to discuss. The winner of the month of May. It goes to the movie which we all expected to win the month anyways. But I really wished it didn't. And it is... what's his name? Mark Webb's
Spider-Man
Part 2, which raked in 190 plus. Damian,
yes,
you are here to make your case
mm-hmm.
for Electro being the best.
No,
and,
I'm not.
And this movie being
not.
Great. Go.
You know what's weird? The parts of this movie where Spider-Man was not actively being Spider-Man are the parts that I like the most. And then they, on top of that, they sprinkle in spider nonsense. The bad guys were there. They didn't really serve.
Distracted.
Yeah, they just served to be fought and beaten by Spider-Man, which I'm okay with. And then they told the story about him, and I want to call her Mary Jane. All
Gwen Stacy.
Gwen Stacy. Like, watching those two on screen is incredible.
Amazing.
They're the best. And then something happens towards the end of this movie, which is why I'm taking away your point. That, and like, the movie as a whole didn't really come to, it wasn't spectacular. And I don't think it's better than...
It was just amazing.
I don't think it's better than The Captain. And I've given The Captain a 4. I've also given X-Men a 4. And sure shit isn't as good as X-Men.
Nowhere near close to X-Men.
But it is not mediocre. And it is certainly not terrible. And so, while it's not my favorite, I still enjoyed it. And I think I'll continue to enjoy it. And so I'll give this movie a 3. So a 3 out of 4. It's not the best Spider-Man movie.
It's mediocre at best.
I can't believe they can't. Like, Spider-Man 2 came out like 40 years ago at this point. No one can top that.
No.
That's sad.
Because Sam Raimi is a good director.
Are you sure about that?
I am sure about
this.
We
can look at
the... I'm sure about this. We can...
We can. Okay, Google. Open IMDb.
Are you really doing this?
I'm not.
Yes. Okay, good stuff. This movie is a 2. I've talked to you about this before. Yeah, right. Like, it is a movie which, if we broke it up into pieces, I'm doing Douglas's Godzilla mathematics. The pieces I liked were so little that the pieces I didn't like overweighed it so much. It's a 2. I don't think it's horrible enough to be a 1, and I think that's mainly because of the same reason I adore Gwen Stacy in this movie, and most of the scenes with Peter
First
Parker
off,
and Gwen
you
Stacy.
You don't adore Gwen Stacy in this
mm-hmm.
movie.
You don't.
You adore Gwen Stacy singing karaoke.
Yes, I do.
And Jimmy Fallon.
Yes, I do.
But everyone.
That was hilarious.
But still haven't seen that.
I like Jimmy Fallon's show.
So, can I just give this movie a 1, just kind of retroactively, and be mm-hmm. over with it? I know I'm not going to like it the next time I watch it. But for now, I really did like it. I enjoyed it way more than I thought I was going to. As you guys said, they know how to write Spider-Man. They know how to make Andrew Garfield.
Sorry, Douglas gave Neighbors a 1.
Funny. 1.
He gave Neighbors a 1.
They know how to do Spider-Man. Spider-Man
I
is funny.
I give Neighbors a 4.
And
you have to watch it first. And I think that's punishment enough.
Oh my goodness. How my co-hosts, they just duck. But yes, I'll give this a 3. For the moment.
For the moment.
I like this. I really like this movie. But I probably shouldn't like it.
No. Even if I liked it, if I like it as much as I do, 2 years from now, it's still going to be a 3. I don't like it. As you said, it's not X-Men. It's not...
The Captain.
Well, I wouldn't compare it with that
I'm
one.
I'm not
but,
talking
yeah.
to you ever again at this point. You're a bad person.
So I want to spend a little time talking about movies we've caught up with.
Okay.
From previous ones. Anyone want to start, Douglas?
Sure.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell me what I've caught up with. I'm sorry. I don't know what I've caught up with from what I've
Well, Damon, you go first.
I just remembered that I saw another movie and it was so good that I forgot, but I'll put it in the score now.
I see though. I can see though.
Alright. So, I'm going to start with the movies from Andrew that I've seen. I saw Monument Men.
Oh.
And the less said about that movie, the better. Let's just say it ain't great. And just multiply that by as big a number as you want, because it's still terrible. I also saw the Lego movie. That movie's pretty rad. It's the right kind of dumb. I now understand why that movie
and
made
I love
a
the
trillion
ending.
Dollars.
I love the last part of that movie when it turns.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's just fun. This is I remember when I heard that they were making a Lego movie, I rolled my eyes and went.
No, I'm sure for the next 10 years we can roll our eyes at all of the sequels that are about to happen.
This is going to be the worst thing that has ever happened, and it wasn't. And that, like, just for that, I should give that movie a 4, because this is like a miracle. This movie should have been.
This is where all of the Cloudy work went. Instead of in the Cloudy 2, it went here.
You're going to stop it. And then I started to watch Jack Ryan's Shadow Recruit, and then my narcolepsy kicked in, and so I have not completed watching it. I saw That Awkward Moment, which Douglas gave a 3, which means Douglas likes this movie more than he likes Spider-Man.
No, the they're both 3s. Yeah.
He likes it as much as he likes Spider-Man.
That is very scary.
3 is not greater than 3. It doesn't work that way.
Of course, it's your movie. So.
he also likes this movie as much as he likes Noah.
No, I gave Noah a 4.
Everyone gave Noah.
I have a 3 by what Douglas kind of for
shit. I don't touch this spreadsheet, so that's somebody
that I can put in that. I have a recording of Douglas badmindingly saying 3.
Yeah, but you knew it was, even if you did, it was shit out of sheer badmind, you know?
Yeah, no, Noah is a 4.
No, okay. No, it's probably the best movie that has come out this year. What are you talking about? That Awkward Moment, Andrew loves this movie. Andrew has done a lot of hatering in this year. I think he's trying to game the system. I think we might need to call the commissioner. Because if you look at the person that has given out the most ones so far, you will see that Andrew has...
Actually, I think Douglas has
three
me beat.
Ones.
Douglas has me beat. Douglas has 3 ones.
Again, 3 is not greater than 3.
This podcast just keeps getting better. That Awkward Moment is okay.
Yeah.
It is not actively on fire, as Andrew said. It's also not great,
yeah.
As Douglas said. It is somewhere in the middle.
It is good, it's not good. Great.
Oh, right. If I use your scale, then it is. Yeah, it's not 3.
What is my scale, though?
Your scale. is Your skin is the best.
Think I didn't see that. Think I didn't see that, did you?
I was hoping everyone.
So for anyone who of course you aren't seeing this file, if you look at Damon underneath all of our sections has put a word related to our rating. So for Damon, he has 1 is garbage, 2 is mediocre, 3 is great, and 4 is excellent. For Douglas, 1 is garbage, 2 is mediocre, 3 is good, 4 is great, because Douglas doesn't know what excellent means.
I've never heard him say the word.
For me, 1 is garbage, 2 is okay, 3 is okay, and 4 is good.
I think this is the point where I recognize the lack of respect. Oh my goodness. Okay, so David, are you finished talking?
I also saw RoboCop.
Oh yes, right, you said that.
And RoboCop's pretty good.
Yeah.
That movie, yeah. Of all the movies that we've seen this year,
it's way better.
Should have been the train wreck of the
right
season.
To be.
And I think because I've given RoboCop a 2, I might have to go in and change my score for Ride Along, because it is not as good as RoboCop.
I'm fine with that.
I know you are, because you're a horrible person. But I don't think Ride Along is garbage.
I'm sure it's garbage.
Yes.
Please put it down to a 1 so I don't have to watch it. Alright? Because
you don't want to be the swing vote.
The simple fact is, if Andrew ever gets 50% of that money, no. But I don't want to watch that movie.
That's not my problem.
Nah, you asshole.
This is your problem.
Anyway, I just remembered what I watched, what I caught up with. Actually, both myself and Andrew caught up with
this movie. Going to bring that movie up soon.
Yeah.
So we finally went and watched The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Yes, we did.
The Wes Anderson movie that I picked. And guys, I found another 4.
Oh shit. You're telling me that you gave up Wes Anderson movie a 4?
Simple. Wes Anderson directed it. There were lots of colorful doors. And
there were lots of,
and they slammed on a lot of colorful fingers.
And there were a lot of what looks like miniatures that he made, which he just decided to film. And it was so cute and adorable.
Oh.
Like, I think more than any other Wes Anderson film, this movie displayed to me what I think Wes Anderson thinks violence is. Right? What we should do is have like him watch Bad Boys 2. and then ask him to make that movie his way, and then see what he comes out with. Because I love the way he does violence in this movie. It's not all over the place, but a few moments that there are there, it's more than I think there's ever been in a Wes Anderson movie.
Why would you have him mess with a timeless classic? I don't understand.
Because I find it interesting.
You're a bad person. Bad Boys 2 is perfect. Just wait.
Alright, fine. If we don't want to mess with classics, mm-hmm. have him watch Con Air.
Okay.
Oh, I hate that movie.
Fuck you, Douglas.
But yes, I gather it's fours all around, yes?
Have you watched the movie, Daniel?
And I've not seen a score for Douglas in the Excel doc.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Going to put an I. Break this Excel sheet. Let's fuck this movie. Yes, everything that I've read and heard about this movie is that it is pretty good.
It farts rainbows.
And it's kind of cool the way that it uses aspect ratio.
Is it sibling?
I'm pretty sure I saw it the last time I drove past.
Mm.
Which is, I mean, no, there's a lot of movies out. So never mind that. So yeah. This month, I dominated. However, my dominance might not turn into a lot of points because apparently Neighbors is the worst thing that
Bullshit.
Has ever happened. And
I'm actually sad.
Maleficent.
I'm sad that we had to say this to you before you watched it and before you got your own opinion, because I know now
we've lowered
his
expectations
yeah.
enough.
No, you've adjusted it to where it should have been.
And now you come in and I'm like, that's a four.
unless, this is still a comedy though, and if there's two people I don't trust in this world about what funny is, it's you two motherfuckers.
So the standings calculated so far as of today.
Mm-hmm.
Raw numbers before we deal with gradings or anything.
Sorry,
with,
what's a raw number?
with let me get a count. I think it's 7 films for me so far. I have 806 million earned.
Mm-hmm.
7 films for Damien, 859 million earned.
Bleh!
The
Captain America is done, son.
It's done, and. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. So we're all equal at 7 films.
Mm-hmm.
Douglas has earned, unscaled, he has earned 68 million so far this
year. No, that kind of
right. Sorry, 335. I read the wrong number.
335.
Now, scaled, Douglas has rated 3 movies thus far,
mm-hmm.
which means so far he is able to earn 162 million. Damien has rated 3 movies thus far.
You're getting these numbers wrong again.
Wait, I'm supposed to read the top number. Sorry. Douglas has earned 204 million.
Mm-hmm.
Damien, with 3 movies rated, has earned 450 million. And I, with 6 films rated, has earned 532 million. I think the numbers aren't working in my favor, Douglas.
Mm-hmm. So... the 3 movies that I've seen, they've all made 140 million.
You have a couple stinkers, but for the most part, you're up.
I'm on the right path here. You've seen all but
seen
one of your movies.
The only one I haven't seen is Bad Works.
Bad Works.
And I'm gonna watch it eventually because I really want to see that movie. But that's going to be inconsequential.
Yeah,
because on top of the fact that you didn't like it, it only made like 8 million tops.
Sure, I didn't like it. And Douglas. Douglas does have the highest average rating per movie scene.
Really? Nice.
For his movies, his average is 3.33.
Sweet!
So your movies are...
Damien has rated all of his movies that he's rated 3.
That is true. Douglas has a 4 for X-Men, a 3 for RoboCop, and a 3 for That Awkward Moment. So he's clearly gaming the system. I'm going to call the commish and have this rectified perforce. You're cheating, you motherfucker.
I'm sure I'll give Quiet Ones a 1. Don't
worry. So looking forward to next month. We will have the showdown of the summer.
Right.
As Douglas's Transformers 4 comes up against my 22 Jump Street.
Right.
Which goes up against Damien's doubleheader of Edge of Tomorrow and How to Train Your Dragon Part 2. Can we just void June and...
I'm sorry, you said competition? I've not seen any competition here.
Dinosaurs go roar.
I already have dinosaurs. The children will be already tired of seeing dinosaurs and fighting from my movie. And then 4 or whatever weeks later, they'll go and stumble into your movie and go, this movie's terrible.
What happens to my movie?
I'm sorry, what? You have a movie coming? You have an R-rated comedy?
Yes.
Good luck with that. Those always make a killing.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Look at The Neighbors.
Edge of Tomorrow. I guess I can hope.
Yeah. I want to like that movie.
Because I kind of have to.
It looks cool.
Yeah. I can't wait for July though. July is going to be some... Oh, it's going to be so good.
That's when I have my horror movie coming out.
You have Deliver Us From Evil and Jupiter Ascending. Oh. Two movies that will make $13 combined. Douglas as Hercules.
And what do you have for July sex tape and what?
Oh my god.
Or sex tape August.
And no, I have sex tape for July. And the only movie that will make money in July. Dawn of the Rise of the Coming.
Shit.
Of the Uncoming. Of the Planet of the Goddamn Apes.
You and know what, at this point, while we're
Guardians
talking...
Guardians is going to kill everybody.
While we're talking about potential dollars, while we're only talking about potential dollars, and I'm starting to fear Damien more and more, I do take solace in the fact that I stole his fucking Godzilla.
Fucking asshole!
Like, I feel like that's worth around $500 million to Damien. I think he'd be willing to hand me
the
Lego movie.
I asked about trades. I was specifically told no. No trades.
We'll work it in next year. We'll figure out how it will
so
make
when
sense.
People pull dick moves like take it Godzilla. Assholes.
And next year the year of all the movies coming out.
2016 is the year of all
No, it's next year. There's Pirates, there's Ant-Man,
there's probably Fast and the Furious.
There's Fast and the Furious coming out next year. There's Age of Ultron. He got taken off, but it's still...
But Batman, Superman will come out.
That's
and
still 16.
Right, and the Star Wars nonsense will come out till 16.
Because
so that is going to be the And you're like... Although those two movies will drop on Dale.
I don't want to make this go any longer.
007 comes out.
I don't even know when that one comes out. But I don't want it to go much longer, but I just want to ask one question.
Mm-hmm.
X-Men was definitely our favorite movie of the month gone by.
Mm-mm.
All right.
Not my favorite movie. Collectively, fine.
Yes, collectively.
Push here.
And we already talked about Quicksilver. Age of Ultron coming out next year, Avengers 2, is going to have Quicksilver in it, played by a completely different actor.
Yeah. And so, I just want to say, they need to fire whoever that fool is, and just get the fast version.
It's Godzilla guy. It's Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Oh, no!
Douglas's boy, his favorite actor.
How much do you think that Marvel is worried, or at very least going, we have to up our game now because of X-Men's Quicksilver?
They're not worried because Quicksilver is going to be that much of the overall movie, I'm sure.
They still have 19 other superheroes.
Exactly. Do we think we can love this Quicksilver as much as one?
I don't care who, as long as there's more Hulk nonsense in Age of Ultron.
I don't even know if Hulk is in that one, is he?
If they don't do that, they have straight up fucked up.
Hulk smash.
Anyways, so that's me. We'll be back in June to talk about
Damien's dominance again.
To talk about how 22 Jump Street magically did it.
Yes.
Magically took all of the money from the month.
From Edge of Tomorrow. Magically.
Dinosaurs spit fire. Like, and my Transformers ride my dinosaurs.
Looking at this is for you and I, this is for euphoria. Give me a peace of mind. God is recording this. Won't you look in the sky? Tell him that you got the behavior of your neighbor. Even when stability's never in your favor. Fly with the turbulence, only last a minute. Land on your dreams and recognize you live it. Walk through the valley and peaks with bare feet. Run through the
more passion for me. A glass testimony just so the world can see. Better wounds on me, you're watching me lick them clean. I know, my pride, my goals, my eyes, my lows. I know, it's mind control. I know I can prosper, no imposter. Prosecute my posture, I stand up and I stand by you. What?
I am a freedom fighter, the name that history wrote. And even through disaster, I held the tiger for hope. I'm trying to find my way back, there's no day off.